In our previous year, we discussed the Isser to do Melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, with a particular emphasis on the Pshat that Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi, that the reason Melacha cannot be done on Erev Pesach is because Erev Pesach is a Yontif, because it was a Yontif when people brought the Korban Pesach. Rashi, we explained, certainly holds that the Isser to do Melacha before Chatzos, or the Minig, not to do Melacha before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, is because it's a very busy time. They have to break matzahs, they have to burn the chametz, they have to prepare the maror. And as we said, a machloikus or achroinim, what will Rashi's opinion be? Why Melacha may not be done Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Is it because for the same reason, or is it because at that time he subscribes to what the Yerushalmi just taught us? But the Rishonim already ask that if according to Rashi, the Issa to do Melacha on Erev Pesach, because it's such a busy time, so why is this only said on Erev Pesach? It ought to be said on Erev Sukkot as well. Aren't we so busy on Erev Sukkot with building the sukkah? And in fact, I did see that there are Mefarshim, the Chedushi Marich, indeed says that this halacha that we're learning, that after Chatzos and Erev Pesach you now have to do melacha, is not limited to Erev Pesach, but actually it applies to Erev Sukkot as well. A very big Chiddush. And certainly there is no Mishnah or Gemara that says so. So the Lechem Mishnah and the Tosfos Yontif explain that according to Rashi, there's certainly a difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkot. On Sukkot, we know that people already begin building the sukkah, and so is indeed quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, on Matzah Yom Kippur. Whereas on Erev Pesach, there are certain activities that are done on Erev Pesach that can only be done on Erev Pesach. Baking the matzahs, the Erev Pesach matzahs, can only be baked on Erev Pesach. Bringing the Korban Pesach can only be brought on Erev Pesach. Bir Chametz is only on Erev Pesach, l'chatchila. And therefore, you can't compare Erev Sukkot, where you could have done all of these things, and it's common that everybody indeed is already beginning to build the sukkahs and buy the dalminim long before Erev Sukkot. Whereas Erev Pesach, these activities could only be done on Erev Pesach, not earlier. The Chasam Sofer says a very big chiddush. He says there's a very big difference between Pesach and Sukkot. He says the high point of the Yontif Pesach is the first day of Pesach, and therefore Erev Pesach is the time that we're particularly busy getting ready for Yontif. He says the high point of Sukkot is not specifically Sukkot. It's actually Shmini Atzeres. And for Shmini Atzeres, we understand there aren't many activities. Just like by Shavuos, there aren't many activities. The Tzlach, very much in line with what he said, with the Tzlach that we quoted in the previous year, very much along that line, explains as follows. Rashi says the Tzlach certainly agrees with the Yerushalmi, that the main reason that you're not allowed to do Melacha after Chatzos on Erev Pesach is because that's a Yontif. It's the time when a person brought the Korban Pesach. There's a minig that extends it to before Chatzos. But were we not to have that Yerushalmi that teaches us that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a time that one is not allowed to do Melacha because it's a Yontif, it's the time for that Korban Korban Pesach, we wouldn't establish just a minig not to do Melacha. And therefore, says the Tzlach, since on Erev Sukkot We don't have that Yerushalmi. There is no carbon seber. There is no carbon brought on Erev Sukkos. So the basis for making the Erev Yontif into some sort of a Yontif that you shouldn't be allowed to do Melacha, and then extending it to even earlier in the day, all doesn't begin on Erev Sukkos. And similarly, according to the Pnei Yeshua, that says that Erev Pesach is a Yontif, because the Torah says, Elamei Adei Hashem, that the Torah connects it, the Hakrovas Karim Pesach, as a Zman Tziyontif. That's only by Erev Pesach, no other time. So now the question comes up, what will be the halacha when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, what will be the halacha on that year on Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach? So the Achroinim explained, the Achroik Yaakov explains, that according to Rashi, that the reason is because we're busy. So most of the things that we normally do on Erev Pesach, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we do on Friday, which is Erev Pesach. And therefore, the same halacha would apply on that Erev Pesach. But according to the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that the time that we bring the carbon is a Yontif, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, as the Gemara will teaches us in Perek Tamid Nishchat, indeed the Karmel Pesach is brought on Shabbos. It's not brought on Friday. So Friday isn't the Yontif, and therefore it wouldn't be also to do Melacha. And in fact, the Bi'a Alocha, in Simen Tov Samaches, Divrei Hamaskel Bechatzois, Paskins, that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we don't have to be Machmer, because he explains, most Paiskim say that the reason why you're not allowed to do Malach on Erev Pesach is because of the Yerushalmi. And when it's Friday, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Friday, the reason of the Yerushalmi doesn't apply. And with the Tzlach that we keep on repeating in our Shir, that even Rashi subscribes to the Yerushalmi, the Bi'er Locha is very understandable. The Tzlach continues to discuss, what is the halacha on Erev Pesach Sheni? So he says that Erev Pesach Sheni, certainly everybody would agree there is no Issa Malacha. Certainly, according to Rashi, because an Erev Pesach Sheni, yes, they brought the Karban Pesach, but they weren't busy with Bir Chametz and all the other things as they were on a regular Erev Pesach. So certainly Erev Pesach Sheni is different. But even according to Yerushalmi, it's different. Because on Erev Pesach Rishon, it was a time that everybody, it was a Yontif all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, a day that's a Yontif for all of Klal Yisrael is a day, Yontif is a day that we don't work. But Pesach Sheni is only applicable for somebody who was Tamei Obederech Rechaika on Pesach Rishon. And therefore, it's not a Yontif for all of Klal Yisrael. However, the Tzlach says, in line with the explanation of Yerushalmi, yes, the rest of us who brought a carbon on Pesach Rishon will not have to hold Erev Pesach Sheni as a Yontif. But of course, the person who's bringing the carbon on Erev Pesach Sheni has to bring, if for him it's a Yontif. Because the Yerushalmi teaches us that on a day that I bring a carbon, that day is for me a Yontif. And since that day is for me a Yontif, so it makes no difference if it's only me or it's other people also. For me, it's a Yontif. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Samaches says, Ha'ois Malacha b'Erev Pesach mechatzos l'malo, anyone who does melacha on Erev Pesach after chatzos, mishamt ma'soi, is put into cherim. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, I think what the Mishnah Berurah means to say, that nowadays we don't put people into cherim. But the Mishnah Berurah says, ein aroy simen bracha. He won't see simen bracha ma'os melacha. And the Mefarshim explained, the Mishnah Berurah himself says this in other places as well, that even if a person does do a deal on Erev Pesach after Chatzos and is successful, He explains he may be successful here, but he won't be successful somewhere else. Ein roya simen bracha. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'afilu lasas b'china maser, even if you don't get paid, if it's a malacha that you're not allowed to do, it's asur. V'yesh mishomer, oisa afilu de'en Yehudi. You're not allowed to even ask a non-Jew to do malacha. V'yesh mishamater, that those, says the Shulchan Aruch, are more lenient if the Akum does the malacha. V'kein hu aminik. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. B'medvam amurim k'sh'oysim melacha l'stakar. When is it also to do melacha? When you're doing melacha to make profit. Oy b'chinam, or even if you're not getting paid for that melacha. V'hu melacha gemur, but it's a full-fledged activity. Lit for bagad mamish. For example, to sew a new garment. Ad m'saknu kelev liyantif. You're allowed to just fix your garments or your other vessels and utensils that you need for yontif. So the mefarshim try to set for us the rules what may or may not be done on Erev Pesach. And how do we know? So there's one rule that they all seem to agree, and it's really very quite clear later in our parak. And that is that whatever is mutter on Chol HaMoed is certainly mutter on Erev Pesach. Chol HaMoed is much less chomer than Erev Pesach, is much more chomer than Erev Pesach. So if something's allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, it certainly may be done on Erev Pesach. So the Mishnah Brura says taking a haircut after Chatzos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalit, Ulinyan listap al yidei akum lach chatzos, to take a haircut by a non-Jewish barber after chatzos, hiskimu haber achroinim lachal, many achroinim amekel, avdei Yisrael osa fil b'chinam. But to use a Jewish barber, even for free, you shouldn't use. However, the Paiskim say that if the barber is a person who doesn't have Parnosa, and he needs this money that he's earning Erev Pesach to be able to make Yontif, then the halacha is that you could use even such a Jewish barber. Similarly, the Paiskim say, the Shem Tzion Balacha says, that if you can't find a non-Jewish barber or a poor Jewish barber to cut your hair yourself, to take a shave, we can be makel. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, "B'netilas tzarpanayim, to cut your nails, im shach liter oysam chaydim chatzois, if you forgot to cut them before chatzois, yesh lak afei de atzmai, there we could be more lenient that you could cut your nails yourself, or you de'ach b'chinam on somebody else who's not charging you." Similarly, say the Paiskim, shining your shoes, l'chatchila, the right thing to do is to shine your shoes before chatzois. But if you didn't shine your shoes before Chatzos, you could shine your shoes after Chatzos. And the reason they give is because there are many poskim that are lenient and allowing the polishing of shoes, even a Chol HaMoed. And as we said a moment ago, Erev Pesach is more lenient than Chol HaMoed. So if you could shine your shoes on Chol HaMoed, you could certainly shine them on Erev Pesach. Certainly, again, it's always better if you need to do malacha to try to find an akum or somebody you won't pay or someone who doesn't have, who needs this money to make yontif. That's always the best to try to use, try to do to find somebody to do malacha. A dover ovid, if we know the halacha is that a dover ovid may be done on Chol HaMoed. So if a dover ovid may be done on Chol HaMoed, it also may be done on Erev Pesach. Doing business, is a shaila in the Paiskim, if you can or you can't. The Paiskim seems, the Kaf HaChaim seems to be makel and says that business is not considered a malacha, buying and selling. And certainly, if you need the money that you're going to earn at that time, the Tzorich Yontif, that we could be more like lenient. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Vav says, the Kibbutz Kalef, washing your clothing, Hu Bechlal Gemalacha Gemurim, it's considered a full-fledged Melacha. Ul Kaveses Akum Muta Bechal Gavni Losses Achatzais. But to give your clothing to a non-Jewish laundry is Muta. So I did see a very interesting psak. We know that laundry may not be done on Chol HaMoed. But if you need the clothing, and the question particularly comes up when people have young children who get their clothing dirty quickly and frequently, and even if you have a whole wardrobe for them, it's very likely that if you're not going to do laundry from the beginning of Yontif till the end of Yontif, you just won't have enough clothing. So now the question is as follows. I could do laundry in Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and by doing laundry Erev Pesach after Chatzos, I will avoid needing to do laundry on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, or it's after Chatzos. Right now I don't need to do laundry. Should I not do the laundry? And if I'll have to do laundry in Chol HaMoed, I'll do laundry in Chol HaMoed. The Paiskim say, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoi Paskim this way, that since we keep on repeating that doing melacha Erev Pesach is more lenient than doing melacha Chol HaMoed, so if you have a choice to do melacha on Erev Pesach or to do melacha on Chol HaMoed, it's preferable to do melacha on Erev Pesach. Certainly, if you put clothing into the washing machine before Chatzos, and they're only going to be finished washing after Chatzos, that is mutter. Because in general, there are paiskim that take a much more lenient view towards washing clothing bizman hazeh versus washing clothing in the zman of the Gemara. Washing clothing in the times of the Gemara was a very significant activity. Washing clothing bizman hazeh is not such a significant activity. You just throw it into the washing machine and press a button. And therefore, certainly, if you put the clothing in before Chatzos, it's no problem. I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuva that he quotes the Chazon Ish, that the sister of the Chazon Ish asked him if she could iron clothing on Erev Pesach. He said, if the clothing is needed for Yontif, you can wash the clothes, you could do ironing on Erev Pesach even after Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah also is clearly teaching us that to patch a hole in a garment or to sew on a button, if it's a clothing that you need for Yontif, it's permissible. There's one more halacha that I'd like to discuss, which is mentioned here in Simen Tov Samach Ches, the last halacha of Simen, that's mentioned here in Simen Tov Lamed Ches. The Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud says, Melichim Avim Kalim Beis Uman Kol Ayoyim, you could bring, pick up things from the repair shop, Apish Enel Tzarech Moed, all day Erev Pesach. And then the Ramah says, V'na'agu Shloi L'hakas Dam B'Shem Erev Yontif. We should never take blood, let blood, on Erev Yontif, V'ein L'shanis. And the reason is, quotes the Mishnah Berurah, that an Erev Shavuos, there was a shade whose name was Tibuach. And if Klai Yisrael Chas V'Sholom would not have accepted the Torah, he would have killed all of Klai Yisrael. And because of that, on Erev Shavuos, it's a very dangerous time. And that's why they said that not only Erev Shavuos should no operation take place, every Erev Yontif, one shouldn't do any operation. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel and seems to say that doing not such significant operations may be done on Erev Yontif. The only Yontif that he seems to be machmer is on Hoshana Rabbah. Certainly, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a situation of sakana, so then everything is permissible. But I did see that Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva on this issue in Chelik Yudbeis Simen Menvov, and he says that any procedure that involves taking out blood should not be done on Erev Yontif. And therefore, he says that any voluntary surgery that doesn't have to be done, it's not life-threatening, should not be scheduled for an Erev Yontif, particularly for Erev Shavuos, unless, of course, there's a question of Pikuach Nefesh. And he says, similarly, one shouldn't donate blood or have blood taken on Erev Yontif, and again, especially Erev Shavuos. There are Paiskim that are more lenient regarding taking blood for just to have a blood test, since such a small amount of dam is taken. After the small amount of blood is taken, people typically don't feel any weakness. So it's obvious that it's not really considered a full-fledged procedure, and therefore one could be more lenient, especially if the doctor says so. But I did see that Rav Volzner says that one should avoid kedai limon mikach. He says if any activity of taking out blood, if it could be avoided, it should be avoided on Erev Yontif, particularly Erev Shavuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should all be healthy and we should just be able to celebrate our Yom Tovim Gesundheit.